from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. City Councilor Lauren Feldman says more than 850 signatures on a petition played a big role in reinstating Bus Route 16. That route runs from Spruce Street through Schumacher and South Porcupine, which is Feldman's ward, and out to Porcupine. It returns on Tuesday, and its month-long replacement, Route 101, will be eliminated. Feldman says the petition gave proof of the impact on riders' daily lives and not about not wanting change.
It was a genuine concern about their lives and about getting around to Timmins. So I think it really spoke volumes of why this change had to be made back to reinstating Route 16.
Feldman adds that when citizens work constructively and progressively, municipalities will work with them to make their lives better. Exploration work is expected to continue later this fall by Torr Metals at the Filio Gold Project west of Opisatica. The company was granted a three-year permit in July by the provincial government. President and CEO Malcolm Dorsey says the company will be getting results from the field work back soon, and it could lead to drilling.
Drilling can be done in the winter time, could be done in the spring. All of that as well will be done in collaboration with the local communities and First Nations. So we'll be talking a lot with everybody in the area, the specifics of the area, and best times to operate.
Dorsey says most of the exploration work is happening on the western part of the project. It's about 261 square kilometers. He adds that jobs would be created to help in a variety of areas. For further details, you can visit the Torr Metals website. A new Democratic MP from Winnipeg has introduced legislation to make it a crime to deny the impact of the residential school system on Indigenous Canadians. Leah Gazan says her bill would allow charges under the criminal code for promoting hatred against Indigenous peoples if the accused tries to condone, justify, or downplay the lasting impact of the school system. Gazan says the proposal is a gift in honor of Monday's Orange Shirt Day. In Country 93.1 Sports, it's a three-game NOJHL weekend for the Iroquois Falls Storm. While the Timmins Rock play a pair, putting their 4-0 record on the line, the Storm visit the gold miners in Kirkland Lake tonight. They host the Sioux Thunderbirds tomorrow at 7:30 and then visit the Rock for a 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon tilt. The Rock also play tonight, 7 o'clock at the MAC against the T-Birds. Number 14, Thomas Beard, will play his 100th junior game, all in a Rock jersey.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.